This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll have a recap of the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game, which was held in Vancouver Thursday night. Kamloops will be the scene for the WHL's 50th season alumni pro-am game. Some WHL legends will take part. We'll have more with former player-turned-owner Stu Barnes. He'll suit up to honor the history of the league. The Lethbridge Hurricanes and forward Giorgio Estefan are on a big-time roll. He is the WHL Player of the Week, and he'll join us later. 11 players from the WHL suited up in the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game held Thursday night in Vancouver. Timor edging out Team Cherry 3-2. Hey, and leave it to the hometown Vancouver Giant to get the party started for Team Cherry.
A tip in front to running, and he gets his own rebound, and how about that? The Giant scores in his home building.
Ty Ronning was an injury replacement for teammate Tyler Benson. He would score the opening goal in the game, which featured the top 40 draft-eligible players in the CHL.
I wanted that puck, and you know, I was fortunate enough to get it and just put it in the back of the net. It was a great play and by a great pass, and you know what? Things happen, and I was lucky enough to put it back in the net. It's new teammates, new players, and you know, you just got to talk, communicate out there, and be awake, be alive, and have fun. This is a great opportunity and a great experience.
In the end, Pascal Laberge of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League's Victoriaville Tigre would score twice and add an assist in the Timor victory in front of over 10,000 people at Pacific Coliseum.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It's the WHL's 50th season celebration, and Thursday the WHL will host its 50th season Pro-Am alumni game in Kamloops featuring past WHL legends. It's all part of Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada celebrations in the city. Mark Recchi and Darcy Tucker, two former Kamloops Blazers, will captain their two respective teams. The roster includes Lanny McDonald, Wade Redden, Kirk McLean, Garth Butcher, Wendell Clark, and Dave Babich, just to name a few, as well as CBC's Hockey Night in Canada personality Ron McLean and country music recording artist Gord Bamford. Former Tri-City American Rookie of the Year and league MVP Stu Barnes will also make his way back for the game. Barnes still involved in the WHL in an ownership role with the Tri-City Americans.
Yeah, you know, we were really excited, myself and another former teammate and now partner with Tri-Cities is Ole Coles. Like, we were excited to get back involved with the league. You know, we both feel very grateful to have played there and been a part of the league and the group at Tri-Cities. And when ownership opportunity came up, we were real excited to get back involved, and it's been a great experience.
What do you remember about your time in the league? Like, what comes to mind when I think, you know, 1987 to 1990, that time of your life when, you know, you had great success at this level? What was it like? What comes to mind?
Well, it was exciting. I think, you know, you're as a player, you're trying to, you're trying to continue to improve and move on to higher levels. We all had dreams of playing in the NHL someday, and the league was a great spot to continue to learn and improve and get better and try to figure out a way to do that. And we had a lot of fun and fun hockey back then. There was a lot of goals being scored. So it was a great experience.
Only a handful have done what you've done. You were the Rookie of the Year in your first year, and then you were the MVP the next, 87 to 89. And you played in both New West and Tri-City. And then went on to a lengthy pro career. And what do you take most out of that pro career that went from 91 to 2008? You played a ton of games. You played with lots of teams. I think you're over 1,100 games in the NHL.
Yeah.
That pro career, what stands out the most for you?
Well, probably now, looking back, how fast it went, to be honest, you know, and how many friends and how much fun it was. I think, it was a wonderful opportunity I was given to play with some great teammates, as you mentioned, for some great coaches and helped me along the way. And it was a lot of hard work but very rewarding, a lot of fun and great experience, to be a part of, two great leagues, the Western League, and then later on, of course, the NHL. To be a part of that league and the people involved with it was a wonderful experience and very grateful.
You know, you played back in the late 80s and now you can still see what the league's about now and how far it's come and the players these days. What's your take on the way that things have gone and where the league is now and how the game is played these days?
Well, I think the game of hockey in general at all levels is just getting better every year. I think, the athletes nowadays are so well prepared. It seems like everybody's bigger now and faster and stronger. And, you know, at every level, I think it's become a tremendously exciting game. I think, you know, it's looking really great for the future. I think it's going to continue to grow and become an exciting game. It already is so exciting. And you know, the additions of, you know, the overtime tweaks with 4-on-4 and 3-on-3 at the NHL level and things like that, the shootout, those are all exciting things for our game for sure.
Stu, as you suit up here for Team Tucker in the upcoming 50th season alumni game, some names you'll play with or against. I'm sure you've battled in the past and maybe you've played with Darcy Tucker, you know, Corey Cross, more players like Mark Recchi, who will captain Wendell Clark, Cliff Ronning, Richie Pilon, Greg Haugud, Brad Lukowich. I'm sure, you know, the paths cross so much at the pro level.
Yeah, they do. It's amazing. You know, hockey's a small world. I think we a lot of us played against each other. You know, some growing up, some in the Western Hockey League, and then of course in you know, in the American League, and then on into the NHL. So it's great. You know, I think what you learn from all of it is how many friends you make in the game, and you know, that everybody's very similar in the sense that they want to do their best on the ice and work hard and battle when they're on the ice, but off the ice, everybody's good friends and can enjoy the camaraderie.
You know, Stu, on your team here, I'm just looking down the roster. Wade Redden, who played over 1,000 pro games. Lanny McDonald, who played over 1,100 in the NHL. But you top the charts there on your team as far as NHL pro experience. I mean, that has to be a nice feather in the cap to be in this game and, you know, have that stat in your favor.
Well, sure. You know, I'm proud of the fact that I made it to 1,000 games. I, for a little guy that a lot of people said would never play, I'm proud of that I got to stick around. But, you know, for me, I'm excited. I've met Lanny McDonald before. He's a great man, and, you know, he'll be a lot of fun to be around. And Wade Redden, of course, had a great career. And Wendell Clark and those type of guys, I'm excited to see those guys and watch them play and hear stories of their great careers that they've had. And so, you know, it's fun to be a part of this kind of stuff. It's fun to be around the guys and enjoy the atmosphere, and it's all for a good cause in the end, which is a bonus.
All right, Stu. Hey, we look forward to you coming back to Kamloops to help honor the WHL and its history, which you were a big part of in your time and still are now as a member of the ownership group of the Tri-City Americans. Stu, look forward to you suiting up in that game coming up next Thursday.
You bet. Thanks. We'll see them.
On Saturday, February 6th, the Blazers will host the Edmonton Oil Kings as the feature game as part of Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada festivities.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
WHL Player of the Week, Giorgio Estefan of the Red Hot Lethbridge Hurricanes. He spoke with Hurricanes broadcaster Dustin Forbes.
Well, what a role it's been for the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Winners of 10 straight and Giorgio Estefan points in 14 straight. Named WHL Player of the Week, CHL Player of the Week. Just talk about what the honor means to you.
It's incredible just to be recognized by, you know, the league and CHL. And I mean, we've been working really hard to, you know, push for, you know, excellence this year and success. And I think that, it's just a step in the right direction.
On a personal level, I mentioned 14 games in a row with at least a point. What's been working for you offensively?
Just shooting the puck more. I think getting in the front of the net, and you know, the coach is trying to get me a little greasy, so getting in the front of the net and trying to make plays from there, I think has been really key for me.
And playing with the WHL's leading scorer, Braden Burke, I'm sure has to help.
He's got great vision. We just always find each other on the ice. It's just an exceptional chemistry and something that I take a lot of pride in having.
You had a terrific second half last year after a coaching change. It seems you've just kind of continued that role into this season. Have you ever been so confident?
I don't know. I think that, confidence is really high right now. And, when you're winning and, doing what you need to do and what you want to do is kind of something that, you know, I think it's really rolling. And, you know, confidence is a big, big thing. So, I'm really enjoying my time right now.
Points in 14 straight. The offensive numbers have been there for you, but as a team also, 10 straight wins. Just talk about the recent success. No Christmas hangover, safe to say.
I know. Everyone's been, gung-ho. And I mean, we've had a couple injuries, but, we've been all picking up the slack a little bit. You know, we got some key guys out, but, battling hard and doing what we can to, maintain the win streak. And, everyone's working really hard to, be the top team and have home ice, come playoff time. So I think that, everyone's, keeping their feet moving and not taking that little Christmas lull like people have been talking about. So, we've been doing a real good job after the break, and we'll have a tough test on this trip.
You guys have been pretty good on the road this year as well, 14 wins away from home. A difficult three-game road trip this weekend and then following on Tuesday. Just talk about the trip and how key it is. It's kind of a litmus test for you guys.
Yeah, the BC division is pretty tough. You know, they have a lot of experienced teams who know how to win. And you know, having, you know, guys, teams like Kelowna who've been, you know, top of the league for the past couple of years, and even Victoria, who's coming on hot, and I mean, Vancouver is always a tough place to play. So I mean, anytime that you got teams like that, you definitely got to bring your extra A game and try and do what we can to pull those wins out of this trip.
Giorgio Estefan, WHL Player of the Week, CHL Player of the Week. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.